who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 383, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. All that I am, I owe to thee, and thy wisdom, Lord, hath fashioned me. I give my Maker thankful praise, whose wondrous works my soul amaze. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 383.
The portion of God's Word that we wish to read this morning You can find recorded in the first epistle of Peter, thereof the second chapter, 1 Peter 2, but first we will read the holy law of the Lord. And God spake all these words, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. First Peter chapter 2. Therefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a stone of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, Abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Have your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
We hope to remember in prayer this morning the mourning family of Mrs. Vandenhoek, who passed away yesterday morning. Also Dustin Grisnick, who could come home again from the hospital. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, thou who not only standest by to see all that takes place in this world, but in whose hand is the life of every creature, and without whom not a man can lift his finger, and then thou knowest all that has taken place in this week that has gone by, because there are those that mourn, and they are in our midst also, that thou may remember all those that mourn. One taken away when she was very old, and yet we cannot miss one another. For it is flesh, it is family, it is loved ones, it is friends. But then there comes a time that we are separated one from another here upon this earth. Oh, that thou would supply for those who are sorrowful, and could it please thee to bless the means also for the conversion of souls, because and there is not one in this world for whom that it shall not be so. Also, oh, that thou may look on all that mourn, because there are also others. Another taken away, we have heard in our community, even in the womb. And Lord, thou knowest then also there the needs, the sorrows, the distresses. Another we here taken away in middle age, a father, a husband. Lord, thou knowest all where they are. Oh, that thou thyself, who art the God of the living, and that thou may remember those who are yet alive, and that thou may give life out of that death. Wilt thou cause thy word to receive a place? And wilt thou bring, as we have also read together, out of nature's darkness into thy marvelous light? Lord, thou knowest what that darkness is, then it is by nature that there is no light. We have no light into who we are, no light into who and what thou art. We cannot see how that we have been created. We do not see our fall and the depth thereof. Oh, then our eyes need to go open. Thou sayest that thou art that light which has come into the world. And then thy word is also called a lamp unto the feet and a light upon the path. Oh, that thou may give. That there may be those who feel something of that darkness that they are in by nature, and that there may come a little light this day. Lord, it is thy Sabbath day. It is thy own day. It is thy holy day. It is a day, we have heard it also even out of thy holy law in these moments, a day that thou hast sanctified. It is a day that thou hast set apart from all the other days in the week, sanctified it, made it holy, a day wherein thou dost say, I will give my blessing. O Lord, we beseech thee in the beginning of this thy holy day, that thou wouldst come unto us and to our children, and that thou wouldst indeed show unto us that thou hast sanctified this day. O, that day wherein that thou hast risen from the dead, and wherein thou hast been the first fruits of all that shall soon follow thee. O, that thou may give that this day also, and may be a day of the resurrection of the dead. When we hear that the dead, they are the living, do fall all around us. Oh, that death may be for the bringing forth of life. Lord, instruct us in thy truth. We do not believe that we have to die. Oh, we do not believe that we have to stand before thee. Oh, we do not see that we are guilty in thy sight. And we have no eye to see our sin. We have no heart to weep for it. We have no love for thee. Oh, we are, as thy word does say, dead. So dead in sins and in trespasses. But we can read it in thy holy word. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Lord, it is this power that we beseech of thee in this morning hour, in thy house of prayer, that thou may come unto us and to our seed, and that thou may give us to experience something of that quickening power of thy Holy Spirit. And then it is can come forth not from us, not from thy servants, not from the parents to the children, and not from all our loved ones. Then each and every one of us, we do stand so helpless. Lord, we are so guilty, thou knowest. All our sin and everything that testifies against us from day to day and from moment to moment. all our hearts, our lives, our words, our conversations. Oh Lord, Thou knowest everything from the crown of our head to the sole of our foot, and there is no good to be found in us. Oh, we can only beseech Thee, the God of the heavens and of the earth, but also the covenant God of Thy people, and who hast sworn by Thyself because Thou couldst swear by no greater. Oh, Thou wilt have a seed that shall serve Thee. They shall magnify Thee. They shall glorify Thee. World without end. Oh, Lord, we beseech Thee. And when we are together in Thy house in this afternoon, that peculiar people that Thou hast said Thou hast in this world, oh, that peculiar people may also be born among us, and that they may exist among us, and that we also may be one of them. Oh, that Thou would stop us then on our mad career as we go each one to our long home, quickly and carelessly flying over this world, even involved and interested and engrossed in all that is in this world, and with no thought of our Maker and our Creator, and with no thought of our Judge. Oh Lord, we beseech Thee then, and for Thy Holy Spirit in this day, in the preaching and in the hearing, oh, that Thou may look upon all those that mourn. Remember all the afflicted and the sick ones. Also that young boy, and that has received surgery, and that must enter into the hospital once again, and Thou bringest him safely home. Oh, that it could be, that he may remain at home. Oh, that he may receive health, that he may receive strength again, that he may also go in and out amongst us and amongst the children in the school, and that Thou may supply for the parents and all that care for him and all others in our midst. Lord, Thou knowest where that there are afflictions, where Thou knowest where that there are sorrows. The widows, the widowers, the orphans, those that go over this life alone, and in all the needs and cares there are in families, children where there are departures from Thy truth. Lord, the heavy hearts of fathers and of mothers, but sometimes also the heavy hearts of the children. Oh Lord, that Thou may remember each and every one, and that Thou may cause all the miseries that are to be experienced in this world to be sanctified and to be blessed, because we need to be brought back into a right way. Wilt Thou remember all Thy people? Lord, Thou knowest also the captivity. Thou knowest the devil. But Thou knowest also their own hearts. Oh, then it can be that in this day they come to Thy house of prayer, and maybe in such a discouraged way, and because it can be that in a long, long time they have not seen Thy face, and that they have not heard Thy voice, and that they have only to condemn themselves. They can only say that it is my own fault, that I have left him days without number. And then it would be no wonder when Thou wouldst never appear again. And yet, Lord, Thou who wast the first one, wilt Thou also be the last one? Thou who wast the beginning, wilt Thou also be the continuance, and wilt Thou be the ending? And when they could not begin it in their life, then it is experienced that they cannot continue it in their life either. When they could not see Thee for the first time, oh, they cannot see Thee for the second time. unless thou openest it unto them. O Lord, when thou comest over, thou bringest everything along. And we beseech thee then for thy children's sake. And wilt thou increase that number among us? Oh, when there is in this day, when there is in this morning, in thy house of prayer, maybe not the least desire. Oh, maybe that there has been in this morning no desire to come to thy house. And when it was so completely out of form, so completely out of custom, oh, when there has not even been a bowing of the knees, and when there has not even been a cry to thee this morning, and when the thoughts, they are taken up with all this world, oh Lord, wilt thou look upon us then? Because then we are so, so poor. And yet it is in thy providence that we are brought into thy house of prayer. Oh, we beseech thee then for the power of thy Spirit to give to us a new life, to give to us a new heart. Oh, to give attention, even as we read it in thy word, of a Lydia of old, who attended unto the things that were spoken of Paul. Oh, that our eyes then may go open, and that our heart may go open. Lord, that thou may remember all those that bring thy word. Thy servant in our sister congregation, he has been installed. Then he has begun his work. And now in this thy Sabbath day, then he may continue that work from Sabbath to Sabbath. O Lord, we ask of thee for him also in his new congregation, that thou may remember him. That he may feel that thou givest unto him what he stands in need of, and that thy Spirit also is among them as a people, that he may be a blessing also here in this place. Thy servant also that has been laboring here in our community, Lord, that thou may remember him also. His age that does climb, that thou may give unto him what is necessary for the bringing of thy word. And all thy truly sent servants, thou knowest where they are, increase their number. Could it be in the coming months, when we hope to meet next month in as a curatorium, O Lord, we beseech thee that thou may remember us as a denomination. Pour out thy Spirit in a rich measure. Give us more men who may go forth, because there are still congregations, many of them, who are vacant. O Lord, then they need also, they desire an under-shepherd. Oh, could it please thee to arise and to look upon us undeservedly in thy favor, teachers, the students, help them in their studies. And when they must take their exams also, and him that will, if thou will give it, go forth soon amongst the congregations. Lord, we ask of thee the endowment of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, that he may feel something of the anointing thereof. Oh, that thou may fill him with that Spirit that is able to fill his heart, and that he may be able to bring forth, enabled by thee, a mouth opened by thee, Lord, that it may be for the building up of thy church, for the coming of thy kingdom. Oh, remember us in the poor state and condition wherein we are, and in the world that has so come amongst us as a people, and thou knowest that our eyes are so closed. Lord, awaken us, and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, and that thou wilt remember also our own congregation, that part also in Calgary. Lord, thou knowest
what will take place if thou wilt give it in this very week, when they hope, if it is possible, to soon be instituted as a congregation. O Lord, we ask of thee, when they hope to meet together, or when there will be voting for office bearers in that place. Lord, thou knowest all the needs. Oh, that it may be in thy favor, and that it may be with thy blessing, and that thou, thy spirit may come, and that thou may do also there what we cannot do. Lord, that thou may remember all of us together. Look on us this day, also us, who are called to bring thy word. Oh, Lord, that we stand in need, that thou wouldst come again. Thou hast helped us so many times. Thou hast given that truth of that word that thou hast spoken may be experienced by us, when from our side thou knowest, Lord, that we have nothing to give to this people. And Lord, we do not know the hearts, but thou knowest where that they are. And thou art able to feed them. Oh, give us to be a little instrument in thy holy fingers. Could it be also in this very day, and that thou may give, that thy spirit may be feelingly and believingly amongst us. Oh, forgive, take away all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 227, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord of hosts, how lovely thy tabernacles are. For them my heart is yearning in banishment afar. And my soul is longing, fainting, thy sacred courts to see. My heart and flesh are crying, O living God, for thee. We make the following announcement. At our last classes meeting, it was decided that the Calgary members of our congregation may attempt to be instituted as their own congregation. This coming Wednesday, the male members of the Calgary group hope to meet for the purpose of electing office bearers. There will therefore be a reading service here in Fort McLeod this afternoon, as I hope to conduct a prayer service in Calgary for this important occasion. The last collection today is for the Trinitarian Bible Society. Psalter 227, all stanzas.
beloved congregation, how often a man's views change in his life with maybe an education, but even more so with the education of an experience in our life. Our views, they are sometimes changing. We read of Elihu when he was with those friends and with Job, and that he allowed the others to speak first. And why? He says, because you are all older than I am. Thus, young people, that is the proper way, is it not? Those that have more experience, hopefully it is not always so, but hopefully those that are older and those that are more experienced than we are, they are the ones that ought to be able to speak first. But there is nothing in our life that changes our views in such a drastic way than true conversion, than regeneration. Why? Because it is in that moment that the eyes of a man go open for the first time, and that he begins to see. And so it is to come, as we have read, out of the darkness, and then to come into the light, and then it is understandable that we receive new sights and that we receive a new view. The Apostle Paul, he said, "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Young people, the prodigal son, he did not want to hear the wisdom, he did not want to hear the advice of his father. But later on that changed. Will you think also about this? How did the views of the brothers of Joseph change? We see at one time they hated him. They threw him in the pit, and they sold him as a slave. Later on, they were fearful of him. That was, of course, in their ignorance. And later still, well, we read that those brothers, they took all their families, their children, their little ones, and they brought them to Joseph, that he would be their protector. Joseph, he was a type. He was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ as he was dealing with his brethren, that he may draw his brethren unto himself, to give to them views of himself that they have never had before. And that is what we read of in our text, which you can find in that portion that was read to you, 1 Peter 2, the 7th verse, the first part. 1 Peter 2, the first part of verse 7. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. So far the words of our text. An indispensable mark of true saving faith. First, why this mark is so necessary, and second, in what this mark consists. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, an indispensable mark of true saving faith.
First, why this mark is so necessary. Second, in what this mark consists. Why are the marks of faith so necessary? Why are the marks of faith so precious? That is, congregation, because faith is so necessary. And why is faith so necessary? Faith is so necessary because we cannot be saved without faith. Because faith is the means by which we are receiving every spiritual blessing that is to be received here upon the earth. And what do we read here of the Apostle Paul? He says, "He that believeth on him shall not be ashamed." He that believeth. That is faith. Thus, with that faith, a man shall not be ashamed. He shall not be ashamed in this life. He shall not be ashamed in his death. He shall not be ashamed in his resurrection. He shall not be ashamed in the judgment. Therefore, the necessity of faith. And those that believe not, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Congregation, will that be for us too? That we will stumble at that word, that Christ, that rock, that he shall be made for us when we have heard his name our whole life long, from the days of our youth, from the time that we are born, taught by our fathers, taught by our mothers, by our teachers in the school, by our catechism instructors, by our minister. O congregation, shall that name be for us on that great day of days a stumbling block? Faith. Faith that is so necessary. Because faith is so necessary, also the marks of faith, they are so precious. Because it is by those marks of faith that we may know whether we have faith or that we do not have faith. Is that necessary then to have a mark? To have a mark that we may know that we have faith or that we do not have faith as God's children? And why? Why? Because so often in their heart it is, do I have faith? Do I really believe? And why such questions? Because that faith that is often mistaken. Because there are other kinds of faith. Because there is an historical faith. There is a temporary faith. There is a miraculous faith. And there is a true saving faith. And that it is that true saving faith that is so necessary. And do I now truly believe with that true saving faith? How is faith known? Faith is known in the first place in the experience, because faith has a testimony in itself. It bears testimony to itself. Just like our sight. Because a seeing man knows that he sees. There is a testimony within us because we experience something. What do we experience? We experience sight. And a hearing man knows that he hears. Because there is a testimony within ourselves. Because we experience sound. And faith also knows that it believes. Why? Because there is a testimony within that faith itself. Because it experiences something. It experiences salvation in the soul. Thus faith. Faith that sees. Faith that hears. Faith that smells, that tastes, that feels. Faith that receives, that eats, that drinks. So faith that has a testimony in itself. But we know that there is also a temporary faith. And that temporary faith that has also a certain testimony. Because that also has an emotion. That also sorrows. That also rejoices. And so that question in my heart. Is that now a temporary faith? Or is that a true saving faith? Thus those marks. Thus those marks, they are so important. Thus those marks, they are also so precious. For the recognizing of that true saving faith. For that establishing also. That establishing of that true saving faith. Do you desire that? That is not a good sign if we do not desire this. If we say we do not need to know what those marks are. If we are not concerned to know whether that is a true faith or not a true faith. Because then we are satisfied with a presumptive faith. What does Paul say is a mark of true saving faith. That is our second thought. He says, unto you, therefore, which believe, unto you, therefore, which have faith, that is true saving faith, unto you, he is precious. Precious. What does that mean? For something, someone to be precious. That means that they are in our eyes of great worth. Something that is precious has in our estimation a great value. And because it has great worth to us, it has much value to us, it is therefore desirable. And when something is desirable, what do, children? Then we seek for it. Then we long for it. But you know, for some, that preciousness, that is the same as beauty. Beauty, they say, that is in the eye of the beholder. For one person, that is beautiful. Another person, that is not beautiful. And preciousness, that is the same. For one person, it is precious. And for another person, it is not precious. Thus, the Apostle Paul, he says, Christ, he is precious to them that believe. To them who have seen something of him with an eye of faith. To someone who has indeed looked to him by faith. Thus we have the mark. Simple mark. A mark by which every one of us, also the children today, every one of us may try ourselves, our own heart, our own thoughts, we may try ourselves by this mark. So we can begin now the application. How is it with us? What is to us precious?
what now has in our eyes and in our hearts a great value, a great worth. Achan, what was precious to him, children? Wedge of gold, few shekels of silver, beautiful Babylonian garment, precious, so that he is willing to transgress for this the commandments of the Lord. How is that for us? The gold, the silver, the garments, all in this world. Is that now so precious to us that we are willing to set aside all the commandments of the Lord, that we may seek it, that we may obtain it? Ananias and Sapphira, what was precious to them? Honor. Even the honor of God's children, the church, what they thought of me, that was so near to their heart, that was so desirable for them, that they were willing to lie to the Holy Ghost. How is it with us? Are those also the things that are precious unto us? By nature, it is so. By nature, it is only so. Then we come here, and we have a form of religion, and we pray, and we read the Bible. We hope so, young people. We hope you do it. But you know what we are doing? Then now in our heart this morning, then we are saying, oh, when will the Sabbath be gone that we may sell corn? When will the new moon be gone, the holy days, that we may set forth wheat? When will the Sunday be done so that we can go about our work again because of those things which are so precious to us and that are lying so close unto our heart? Is that all gone in God's children? You say they have none of that anymore. You say then they have no desire for everything in this world. Oh, if that could only be. Is it not right, people of the Lord? If that could only be. Oh, that there would be nothing anymore of what was here below and earthly and passing away and vain and empty, that would draw my heart, then I would be the most happy man, woman, boy or girl. Oh, how often all those things, they are remaining precious. Do you know what David said? He said, my soul that cleaveth to the dust. It cleaves to the dust. And yet there was a great difference. Because when David says, my soul cleaveth to the dust, then there were tears, they were flowing out of his eyes. That was his burden. That his soul so cleaved to the dust that he said, Lord, quicken me. Quicken me according to thy word. Oh, give me that life by renewal again. He knew that life. But he could not give that to himself. He could not give that burning of that life to himself. And that cleaving, that dust cleaving that is remaining. But there is such a difference. Because it is remaining under the burden of the heart. And why? Actually, it is because that people, they know such a different preciousness. A different preciousness. And what is it? It is what the Apostle Paul, he is speaking about here in the words of our text. He says, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Who is precious? Then we have to read the context. And then he speaks about that stone.
It is that stone that the builders, they have rejected. It is Christ himself. It is the Son of God. It is the mediator. It is that second person of that blessed Trinity. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Maybe there are people who here whose heart sinks. Whose heart sinks. And why? Because you say that counts me out. Because if I am honest, I do not see that preciousness. Or if I am honest, then I do not feel that love to that second person of that Trinity. I do not know him. And God's people know him. And God's people love him. And that means that everything that I thought was true in my life, that cannot be true. And there we have now the word of the Lord, and that it testifies against me. Wait a moment. Oh, wait a moment. Do not be too discouraged yet. We have mothers. They have little children. Or you have just a little baby. Maybe just born. And when that little child is crying, and that mother, she may take that little baby and put it in her arms. Then what happens? What happens, boys and girls? Say then that baby stops crying. What do you think? Do you think that that mother is precious to that baby? Oh, yes. You say she is so precious. She experiences, that baby that experiences something of the preciousness of that mother. When that baby is hungry, and mother may give that baby suck, and she may drink. Or is not that mother so precious unto that child, to that infant? Oh, it is so. She cannot talk, cannot speak, does not even know who that mother is, and yet experiences something of what? Of worth, of value, of preciousness. You are not jealous, are you, of that people that can begin to speak of that second person immediately? You are not jealous, are you? You feel something in yourself, do you not? That is so unnatural. And yet you say, there is something that I am still missing. There is something that I do not know. And then you go on your knees. And you say, Lord, come. Oh, Lord, speak unto my soul. Oh, Lord, take away my darkness. Oh Lord, wilt thou show me something of thyself? And then the Lord comes. And the Lord gives you to feel a little bit of his presence, of his nearness, of his favor. Oh, then the Lord gives you a little comfort. Then the Lord sometimes takes you up, just as a little lamb in his arms. and he makes you sing to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, how precious. How precious the Lord is then unto your soul. Deny it. Say it is not true. Or you say, I cannot say that. I cannot say that, but now that second person, who is that? I do not know who that is. And God's children, they know him. They love him. That is true. That is true. And it is so necessary also, because there is outside of him no salvation. There is only one name that is given under heaven among men, whereby we must be saved. But do you think God's children learn everything in one day? What did Isaac say to Jacob? He says, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? He said, that is not normal. That is not natural. You by that quickness, you bring questions in my mind that something is not right. And indeed, it was not right. He said, the Lord brought it to me. But it was a lie. And later on, all that lie that was found out. How did Ruth leave Moab? How did she leave Moab? She left Moab by faith. Orpah did not have faith. Ruth left Moab by faith. That is the only way. What did she know of Boaz? Nothing. What did she desire of Boaz? Nothing. Bunyan's pilgrim. How did he leave the city of destruction? You say he left by faith. That's the only way. And he could not see that wicked gate. Daughters of Jerusalem, what did they say? They said, what is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us? Oh, they loved. They believed. That faith was born in that new birth. But, oh, that bridegroom, they did not know him. But if it is true in our life, that Holy Spirit of the Lord, he will lead us. He will lead us step by step unto that bridegroom. It cannot be otherwise, because there is no salvation outside of him. You may ask for that. You do not have to speak of it when you do not know of it. You do not need to make anything up. It is necessary. The Holy Spirit, he will lead his people. The Holy Spirit, he will in his time make also that second person to be precious. Right and ready. The chiefest among 10,000. I do not say that will be an easy way. It will be a way wherein we will have to die. But, Paul says, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, and so it is. Let us sing. 164, 1 and 2. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, my spirit thirsts, thy grace to taste, an exile in this desert waste, in which no waters be. In which no waters be. 1 and 2 of Psalter 164.
Thank you.
unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Not everyone sees preciousness, sees beauty, sees value in the same thing. To whom is a physician precious? We heard of that a little while ago. That is to those who are sick. And the naked, they see preciousness in clothing. And the hungry, they see preciousness in food. And the thirsty, they see preciousness in water. In the weary, they see preciousness in rest. And who sees preciousness in Christ? Paul says, them that believe, they see preciousness in Christ. What do they believe? Well, in the first place, they believe their wretchedness. They believe their misery. They believe their sin. They believe their condemnation. That must be. Can be no other way. Why not? Because Christ, he is to them the solution for all their misery, for all their affliction. Because what does he say? He says that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Lost. Was he precious to the Pharisees? Was he precious to the scribes? No, they came to him, but only to catch him in his words. Was he precious to that multitude that cried, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord? No. But he was precious to the lepers. He was precious to the lame. He was precious to the blind and the deaf and the dumb. Because he was the answer to all their wretchedness. How does Christ become precious to his people? It is only by faith. And then there are two things. We spoke already of the one. That is, in the first place, faith concerning my wretchedness. Faith concerning my sin. Faith concerning my condemnation. But then there is something else. That is faith also in another part of that Word of God. That is faith in that Word of Christ, wherein he declares himself to be the solution for all such. For all such. Do you know what Christ said to his disciples? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Two faiths, we'll say. There are two objects of faith. First, he says, ye believe in God. Do you believe in God? If we believe in God, then we are troubled. Troubled?
over?
Yes. Then we are troubled over sin, troubled over separation. If we believe He is our Creator, and if we believe that He is our Judge, what did David say? He said, the thought of God brought me no peace, but rather that made my fears increase. Oh, does the thought of God trouble your heart? That we will say this morning, that is the first faith. The first faith. Ye believe in God. And because ye believe in God, your heart is troubled. But now what did Christ say to his disciples who believed in God and whose heart was troubled? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Now, believe also in me. Or we will say, that is now the second object of faith. And that is an object of faith just as worthy as that first object of faith. But it is not so easily taken hold of, because that believing in God that makes me feel and experience my unworthiness. Oh, but when faith maybe holds something of that second object, oh, then how precious that He becomes in our eyes. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He is precious. No, it does not say that those who believe can embrace Him. It does not say those who believe can call Him their own. It does not say those who believe they have the assurance of it. It does not say those who believe have no sin anymore, but those who believe they see a value in Him. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He is precious. Oh, are there things that we do not have? Are there things that we do not own, that are not ours, that are still precious unto us? Certainly. He may be precious, even when we cannot call Him our own. But then you see the value. Then you see the worth. Then you see that that is just the one that I need. You see that He is the one that is suitable also to my own case, not the case of my neighbor, of my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, no, but suitable also unto me. Oh, you saw that preciousness. When did you see that preciousness? Oh, you say, I saw that preciousness when I saw in that Word of God that He came, He saves, His name shall be called Jesus because He shall save His people from their sins. Oh, then I saw it. Then I saw it. I have heard it all my life, but I did not hear it. But when I read it, but when I heard it in God's house, oh, then I saw it. Then I saw as I have never seen before. He saves His people from what? He saves His people from their sins. Does His people have sins also? Are His people just as I am? And does He save His people from their sins? Oh, then it is possible. When I thought that it was impossible, when I thought everything was lost, oh, then I saw in that moment He saves His people from their sins. Oh, then my heart that rejoiced. And then I saw with my soul such a beauty in Him. Oh, then I began to see worth in him. I saw value in him. Oh, to my soul, he became so precious, so beautiful. And then I said, Lord, oh, may I have him also. Oh, may his salvation also come to me. Oh, that I may know more of him. Show me thy face, Lord. Come out from behind that lattice. Oh, that thou would speak unto my soul, that it may also be for me. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Congregation, do you know this preciousness? Oh, do you know the least part of that preciousness that is in him? What did Isaiah, he says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfieth not. Oh, how awful. How awful will be that judgment when we have to stand before him and we have never seen preciousness and beauty in him in our life. Do you know what he says? Oh, he says that you shall call to the mountains to fall on you and you shall call to the hills to cover you. Congregation, oh, that you may be given to cry to him in a day of grace. That the Lord, that you say, Lord, thy people, they see such a beauty. Thy people, they see such a preciousness. And my eyes are so blind. And my mind that is so ignorant. And my heart that is so hard. But I desire that I may see something. Oh, could it be the smallest part, the smallest crumb, that I may see something of that beauty, that all thy children have their eyes open for to see in their life. Why is it he is not precious? Why? Because we don't believe. We don't believe. We don't believe we have to die. And we hear it every day, in the womb, old, middle-aged. We don't believe it. We don't believe that we are a sinfully wretched and miserable creature. And if we don't believe we are so miserable, then we cannot believe that Christ has come for such as I am. Because it is not written in the Word of God. What did Paul say? Paul says that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus is come into the world to save sinners. To save sinners. Of whom he says, I am the chief. Oh, if I may only be convinced. If I may only be convinced of the wretchedness that is living in my heart. If I may so go, oh, bow down over this world. Then there is so much declaration in the Word of God that is fitting unto our case. Because Christ, he says, come. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, he calls them. He calls them. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Those who may feel some of that heavy ladenness, then he calls you. He says, come. Come unto me. Oh, he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God? Believe also in me. You don't have to labor for it. That labor is all done. All that labor that has been accomplished by me, if it is of grace, it is no more of work. No more of work. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. Christ says it is for those who cannot reach it. Who cannot reach it.
and who are weary and heavy laden, trying to reach it, but are not able. Oh, you do not have to pay for it, because when you will try to pay for it, and then you are rejecting that price that I have paid upon Calvary's tree. Oh, it is so, so finished. So finished. That there is not a jot, and there is not a tittle that is owing anymore. Mary, she says, he hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. No, he says, mine are the cattle upon 1,000 hills. What can you give me? You can't give me nothing. You cannot add anything to me. But I desire to give everything to you. If you may only come. If you may come in your poverty. If you may come in your weakness. If you may come in your misery. If you may come as one that has nothing but sin. Sin that I can take that blood, and that has come from my side, and I can pour it upon you, so that you can be white, so that you can be clean, so that you can be justified, so that you can be sanctified. Oh, congregation, is he not precious? Is he not precious? Maybe you thought in your life that you were a believer, and you have counted yourself among them. Oh, and you cannot find this mark. Oh, then be careful. Be careful. And maybe that you have never been able to place yourself among those believers. You can say, a believer. But it's too hard. It is too hard. But if you have this mark, it is the word of God. It is not my word. It is the word of God unto you. Therefore which believe, he is precious. And what does Paul say? That he that believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Shall not in life. Not in death, not in the resurrection, and not in that great judgment. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, they are matters. They are matters that we cannot work in our own heart. We need to be converted. Lord, remember us. Oh, Lord, remember us and our children. Oh, that thou may show to us our sin and our wretchedness and our misery. What it is, because the time is short. We hear it around us. Our hearts are so hard. Oh, Lord, show us thy preciousness. Open unto us thy beauty, that we may see thee, and that thou may receive all the honor and the glory. Forgive what was amiss and sinful in this hour. Bless thy word, crown with thy blessing, and be with us further in this day. Him that will lead in this afternoon hour, O give. Thy spirit also under the reading services, because without thee we can do nothing, and we are so empty in ourselves. Help us also in Calvary, Lord. Be on our right and on our left hand, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 429, 3 and 4. They all shall sing in joyful lays, and laud his ways with jubilation. For great is God in majesty, and the Lord is he of all creation. 3 and 4 of Psalter 429.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.